USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mayor Buddy Dyer is declaring a state of emergency for the city of Orlando ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Speaking on Friday, Dyer says Dorian could be the most significant storm Orlando has seen in decades.
If you haven't started preparing, you still have time, but you better get started today. So it's important that we not be complacent about the storm. 2 years ago, we saw the impact of Irma, and this storm has the potential to be more powerful.
The hurricane was upgraded to a Category 3 storm Friday afternoon and is expected to be a Category 4 storm when it reaches the Florida coast. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee are requesting an immediate hearing into the Justice Department's report on James Comey. A report that came out Friday from the Inspector General outlined that the former FBI director violated department policy by leaking memos of private conversations with President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Google is agreeing to pay up to $200 million to settle with the FTC over allegations it violated privacy laws of children's data on YouTube. The FTC had alleged that Google improperly collected the data of children using YouTube, which is a breach of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. A Dallas police detective who played a role in the Kennedy assassination has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Detective Jim LaValle was famously photographed wearing his signature cowboy hat as he was handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when Jack Ruby shot JFK's assassin. It happened as LaValle was transferring Oswald to the Dallas County Jail on November 24, 1963, 2 days after Kennedy was shot. LaValle was a Navy veteran. He survived the attack on Pearl Harbor in World War II, and his family says he died on Thursday at the age of 99. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Hurricane Dorian continues to strengthen, many people are wondering how the rest of the hurricane season is looking. Joel Bastardi joins Fox News with a preview.
Well, the season itself is, we don't expect a lot of storm activity in the Caribbean and in the main areas. What we try to emphasize to folks is storms will be stronger further north than they are to the south. And that's what you're going to see here. You saw that Barry developed right offshore like that, and even Erin developed way to the north like this. So what will happen is, in this season, the ones that try to come in the Caribbean, most of them will stay weaker than what they will do later on in their career. Overall, I think it's a little bit below normal as far as what we call the ACE index, Neil. But I think the problem is in scattershot seasons, when there's a big high pressure over the Northwest Atlantic, the United States tends to have higher impact.
Saturday is International Overdose Awareness Day, and Senator Richard Blumenthal is pushing for new legislation, saying it's clear how the government needs to approach the problem.
Dollars and cents are necessary. The federal government needs to provide those resources, and it can do so.
The Connecticut Democrat says the drug addiction crisis affects everyone.
It doesn't spare any city or town in Connecticut. We are all in this fight.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.